Colin Huggins says his first ticket for tickling the ivories came last fall.
None of it made sense at all.
So he just kept playing.
How many tickets did you get?
I got about $6,000 worth.
The rationale was supposedly to keep walkways free and clear.
Says Community Board 2 Chair Brad Hoylman.
That seems to, you know, lack a basis in common sense.
It might have lacked a basis in the law, too. All of Huggins' tickets were thrown out.
We know we're in the right, and we don't have anything to worry about.
We all have to be vigilant because sometimes the enforcement of rules gets out of hand.
In Washington Square Park, Alex Silverman, WCBS 880 News. Colin Huggins says he knew all along.
We're not breaking any laws.
So when he got the first ticket in the fall, Washington Square's piano guy just kept playing to the tune of $6,000 in fines.
Big winner. I really was the high score of all the street performers.
How many times does that add up to?
That was about 9 tickets.
All of which were thrown out.
We're glad to hear this week that they are, in fact, changing their policy and not issuing summonses.
Brad Hoylman chairs Community Board 2. He'd been fighting the ban on music near fountains or monuments or benches all along.
People from all over the world come to Washington Square Park to listen to the music.
I'm very pleased, but I'm not that surprised.
Just happy to play. In Washington Square Park, Alex Silverman, WCBS 880 News.